Well, congratulations, John, through to an All-Ireland final. You'll be pleased with your day's work today, I'm sure.
Listen, Nave Cullum, Cale, I had them well researched. I suppose one of the good things on my end, and I'd say Ryan at the other side would do the same. I do analyse my position every way I can, and I'd like to have known more, but I had a good idea what they were going to do. I knew that William Lynch had played centre back earlier in the championship. I knew he was a natural halfback, so I knew they'd play a sweeper, but we were also concerned about Crasson and Gillespie up front, so we used Michael Mahoney as a kind of a quasi sweeper, I suppose, stroke runner. But yes, we got the goals early, and I think we picked our pocket for one of them. The other one, we were fortunate at the keeper, just a looping shot. He was a bit unlucky, which you know yourself, the luck of the draw on these things.
You need a bit of luck in matches like this.
You do. We had a lot of wides as well, which we weren't very happy about. But you know, what they can say, Nave Cullum can come away from here, they are by far and away the best defensive result against us all year. Our average score in our previous seven county championship, Munster championship games was 217, and I think they held us today to 209 or 210. So that's good going, because we're an attacking team. But I suppose, listen, I gather there was snow 4 miles out the road. We could all have been going home with a cancelled match. Thankfully, God, the game was clear. And you know, it got a bit rough there at the end. But look, fair play. No bad feeling or anything. Ryan is a fine manager, obviously. And I gather it's Donegal's first time being anywhere in an All Ireland semi final. And it's indeed far too long, because Donegal have contributed some great football in the last few years. But I thought we had a better kicking game, and I thought maybe our skill set was a bit. I thought we might be a bit more experienced as well, you know.
Yeah, but the big scores were those goals in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever was going to get the first one, never mind the second, was really going to have an advantage and be in the front.
Absolutely.
And once that second one went in now, it was really looking like it was only going to be.
Do you know something now? Maybe you thought that. I didn't. Because Nave Cullum, Cale are just known throughout the country for coming back. I mean, they've come back from amazingly bad situations, from the dead, when you don't expect it. No, maybe they weren't down 7 points in other games, but they have come back, because I've watched their scores and I've watched the match reports. So I can tell you, we were taking nothing for granted. And
even when you had that advantage of 8 and went out to 9 at one stage, you felt that there could be a threat here.
We made a decision at half time that we were going to attack this second half on the front, because we had learned. A season ago, we lost the county semi-final in extra time in a replay, where we tried to protect the lead. And I told the players, never again do that. I said, it's too dangerous. You attack the opposition. I think Dublin are a great example to other teams, in that they will go at you. You can score on them well and good, but they're going to go for the next score. And they don't go. I christened it in Cork a few years ago. I do some local radio as well, and people enjoyed my comment. I describe possession football as football in the phone box, and I don't like it. And you know what? Yeah. I think you agree with me. People don't want to look at that. Yeah. The players don't want to play that. They want to play the ball quickly up and down the field. That's the way Gaelic football should be played. But you know, sometimes defensive systems get on top. I think Dublin have proved, which is good for Gaelic football, that it's all about attack and it's all about being creative, and we're trying to do that.
Are you going to play that sort of football in the All-Ireland final then?
Well, I'll tell you now, we haven't even discussed Croke Park, but I will say one thing to you. You won't know this, but I've been in Croke Park 6 years ago. I coached a team in Kerry called Milltown Castlemaine to win the Intermediate Ireland 6 years ago. Milltown Castlemaine were a very good kicking team, and we beat a team called Craig Band from Derry in the semi-final, in fact. But I think Croke Park will suit us, because we're a kicking team and we move the ball from one into the other. And if you can't kick well, you won't do it in Croke Park. So I would be hoping it would be a help for us.
Okay, so Cork, Munster, and the next target is that All-Ireland title. Another one for you. And I did know that, by the way.
Yeah, well, I was told by a journalist not so long ago. You see, I've been coaching for the bones of 40 years, because I did a dreaded cruciate injury when I was only 19, and it was so long ago that nobody had a name for it, not mind how to fix it. So I had to give up playing myself. I had to give up playing. And in that situation, I've been coaching for so long, but I think a sports journalist told me not so long ago, he said, after the Munster final, he says, you have a record now. And I said, it was the first time Kerry were beaten by Cork in 20 occasions. I said, we have. No, he said, the personal record. He says, you're actually the first manager, he said, in Munster to coach teams to win Munster Club in two different counties. So I'm very proud of that. I'm from the parish of Rathmore in County Kerry. A lot of my people come from Kerry, so I've learned a lot of my coaching in Kerry as well as Cork, and I have friends on both sides of the border, I can tell you. And all of Rathmore and Guinea are here supporting us today. So, you know, I've coached Rathmore Club themselves as well as a manager, so we're all great friends. And listen, isn't that what the G is all about?